Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, last year, Irish Quintet, five-piece that is, Fontaines DC, they released their hugely acclaimed debut album, Doggerel, which earned a Choice Music Prize and a Mercury Prize nomination, as well as Album of the Year at both BBC Six Music and Rough Trade Record Store. Less than 18 months later, they returned with their second offering, A Hero's Death, which once again has been very positively received, and rightly so, so much so that it's just been nominated for Rock Album of the Year at the 2021 Grammy Awards. We're not dealing with muck here. The only other Irish act ever to be nominated, by the way, in this category is a band called U2, and Conor Deegan from the band, not U2 but from Fontaines DC, is on the line now to chat about how it feels to be a Grammy nominee. First of all, how does it feel to be, wow, we've two albums out and here comes 2020, gigs all over the place and people will know all the songs, they might even put in a new one or two, or really no gigs at all? I mean, are you keeping your head above water?
I mean, honestly, for a lot of this year, it felt like a big drag, and
yeah,
we were going through the same thing that everyone else was, you know, just a strange purgatory. But this Grammy nomination really gave us a lift, obviously, that I think we all needed.
God, I'd say it gave you a lift, all right. I mean, the thing is that, like, in terms of some people I've been talking to who make music, they said they can't believe that in the last 6 or 8 months they've written so little, even though they're sitting there at a desk. Sometimes you need to be working 10 hours a day, and then the other four before you go to bed is writing songs and that. Like, it's not that easy necessarily just because you have the time off. So what have you been doing in the time off?
We've been writing a lot. We've been working on our next album. It's the kind of thing that just keeps us sane to have something to do, to keep creative, you know.
And is that in London most of the time?
Yeah, we've been writing in London. A lot of the guys moved over here. And so we're kind of being based here now, yeah.
Okay, so you're doing well and everything's going fine. And then what happens? I mean, I have to ask the moment, like from your point of view, because I think I've heard from one or two of the band in terms of what's happened. Just like, what happened? Where were you? What phone? I presume ping, ping, ping. Or was it a phone call? What was it?
It was a kind of a nonchalant text from our manager, actually. I got this text into our group chat and just said, lads, I've double-checked my email there, double-read it just to make sure, but it looks like you've been nominated for a Grammy. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what the hell? And after it kind of sank in, I just started sticking on tunes and dancing around my gaff on my own like a loser, like, but just ringing my parents and stuff and telling them, and it was a crazy thing, you know. I mean, I'm from Mayo, like, and Tom is as well, so it's not something that happens every day to people from Mayo, like.
Not something that happens every day to anybody, frankly, you know, one in billions. Anyway, so, okay, so the whole lot of you heard about it, and it, as you say, gave you a lift this week. How does the lift manifest itself other than just having a bit of a celebration and feeling really great about the second album? Does it get you spurred on to say, bring on 2021 and everything that it means?
Totally, totally. It's definitely reignited the fire for the drive, you know, the drive for wanting to do things. Because obviously, as we said earlier, you know, this year is kind of a weird one for that. But to get something like this, it just feels like things are getting back moving again. And it's really good for the head, like.
And had you got a lot of gigs? I mean, you had a lot of festivals, I presume, lined up all over the place, did you? For, like, you know, kind of April, May, June, July, August, September, that kind of thing. And everything fell apart. Was it all over the world or just all over, like, some Europe places?
All over the world, yeah. We were scheduled to go to Japan for the first time, and America and Australian tour, and Europe obviously, and so all that was thrown out the window, but it's rescheduled for next year, most of it. So
yeah, exactly. Well, let's just hope that that's just a year that's gone by and that you've got some work done, and then, you know, that it will definitely happen. What about, like, a lot of people talk about Fontaines DC, say, oh, the perfect Dublin band, it's all about Dublin and this, that and the other, etc. I mean, like, you mentioned Dublin, the Mayo too, Monaghan, Spain. Where are you from, Fontaines DC?
I think the most ironic thing about it is that the two Mayo people, self-proclaimed Mayo people, me and Tom, are the only ones actually born in Dublin. But I don't know, it's kind of a spiritual thing, I suppose.
Yeah, a bit like AC/DC, because they're not really Australian, all of those guys, you know. People think
Are really? Are they not?
Not really, no. They really aren't, you know.
Anyway, I thought they were a power converter.
Okay, it is a major achievement in some ways. Or is it? Do you see it as an achievement, or do you see it just more as a mad thing? Go for it. Let's have a laugh. I mean, the award.
Yeah, I think it's a crazy thing. I suppose it is an achievement in some way, but it's more this kind of a weird spectacle for us to go to, if we get to go to them and be subjected to this strange world of celebrity and fame that we actually haven't really been subjected to before, you know. And it's going to be like a nice scientific observation of that kind of weird world.
An anthropological study for Conor Deegan. Absolutely. But like, you have spent a couple of weeks in LA, and would I get the impression that it didn't necessarily work as well as you would have liked it to?
Yeah, I think we went in with an odd idea of what it would be like, and it wasn't exactly that. You know, you kind of romanticize places like Paris or something, and then you go there and you're like, this is a modern city now. You know, there's cars and there's smartphones there. It's not just people sitting around in cafes writing like you think in your mind. And so LA was kind of similar. You know, it had a lot more vegan lattes than it did whiskey a go-go.
Yeah. But do you think, like, some ways those weeks in LA, like, I mean, these things are costly. Do you think actually it was, even just in terms of financial or whatever, there was kind of money not particularly well spent?
No, I think it was definitely worth it. We definitely learned a lot about what the album needed from going there.
Yeah.
And it was a realization of, the realization of it not working taught us so much about what the album wanted for itself, that we actually were able to go back in with Dan Carey and make it exactly as it needed to be. So if I know it's hindsight's 2020, but it definitely, we got the album we wanted to in the end. So
yeah, there's a great fascination with the band with Irish history, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah.
And what is it like? Is it history that you learnt at school, or is it something else, or is it a history that you learn from experience or from your family, or what is it?
Well, it's a mixture of all of it. You know, it's the history you learn at school, and it's more so the history you don't learn at school and how it affected, you know, the conditions that produce the situations that your family grew up in, you know. And because you care so much about your family and the people around you, you kind of get a real sense of injustice towards the things that happen in Irish history. That's, you know, they created these things and it makes you really care about them. But then also you have a lot to be proud of from it as well. And there's some great figures in Irish history, like, especially when we got to play at Kilmainham Jail, we really felt a sense of reverence being there, you know. Mm-hmm. It was kind of odd. It was like being in a really nice cathedral or something.
And you know the music school in Dublin and the Liberties. How many of you studied there?
All of us, actually.
All of you. Okay. And like, what was it? Was that mostly like learning to play or learning to get a band together or whatever? Was there anything else in it? Like, was there anything about, say, even the sociology of music as part of the course?
You know, it's funny. It's one of the like unspoken lessons that you learn there, but you learn about the fact that, you know, your music isn't inherently justified to be listened to. People do have their tastes in music and things will become more and less popular. And so we got a taste of what the music industry was like on a miniature scale in the college.
Yeah.
And so it kind of really prepares you for that, because it's like a little bubble of music industry in Dublin.
And what do you think about the other nominees? I mean, the other nominees. Hold on, have you listened? Now, be honest, Connor. Did you sit down and go straight to Sturgill Simpson? By the way, Sturgill Simpson, right, okay. Nominated for a Grammy Award a few years ago for an Americana album in that section. Mm. And there's 84 sections, by the way, so I presume you're not nominated for Best Zydeco Album, are you? Okay, so Sturgill, okay, Best Americana. Then last year he's nominated for Best Country Album. And this time around it's Best Rock Album or something. So I don't know where that one goes. So listen, have you listened to Sound and Fury by Sturgill Simpson, for instance?
Well, it's funny. I went on Spotify to listen to the album straight away, and I listened to the first Sturgill Simpson album that came up, and it was a picture of him on top of a ride-on lawnmower on the front.
That's right. That's
it was
the country
all
one.
Banjo.
Yeah, that's the
and
country
I was just
one.
Like, how is this nominated for rock?
Yeah, like, how is this rock? Know? Exactly.
And I looked up the statistics. It has to be 51% rock.
Can I just say one thing? I did the exact same thing this week. I latest album, obviously, so I went, wait a minute now. That's not... That's incredible. Yeah, it's a big kind of yellow-covered thing or a colourful
thing.
But
as it turns out, that's not the one that's nominated.
I know,
it's the previous one, and that has a bit of a rock edge to it.
It does, actually, it really does. In fact, I listened to it myself for the first time. Yeah, that's true. A bit of a R-A-W-K, all right. And like the opening bit is just a kind of a flangey guitar going for about 10 minutes. Anyway, okay, The New Abnormal by The Strokes.
I have to tell you, I think it's pretty shit.
Right. Yeah, I think it starts well. I mean, like, the thing about The Strokes is their first album was absolutely phenomenal. They've never been able to recreate that 20 years later.
Like, one of the reasons we started a band, like, that album.
Well, that's a very good reason. It's such a great album from 2001. But the last six or seven, yeah.
Their second album had some bops on it.
1251 and all that, fantastic. Yeah, but no, I don't know, not really. Also, then, what else is there? Grace Potter. I don't know anything about Grace Potter. Daylight, is it any good?
It has its moments of some cool riffs, like 60s kind of rock riffs, but it's very pop, like mainstream pop again, American pop, you know.
Oh, right, okay. And what about Michael Kiwanuka, which everybody knows, I suppose. Do you like the Michael Kiwanuka album?
Yeah, I only listened to bits and pieces of it, but I've really liked Michael Kiwanuka for years. He's really great, so.
He's kind of real, all right. The opening track on the album is great, the six-minute thing, and after that, yeah, it's pretty good, all right. So then, by the way, the reason we're mentioning those ones is because it's best rock
album. We've got them all on the line right now, listening to you.
Yeah, right, yeah. We just happened to have Sturgill, and he heard what you said about his lawnmower. Wait a minute, hold on a second now. Daylight by Grace Potter, Sound and Fury by Sturgill Simpson, The New Abnormal by The Strokes, Kiwanuka by Michael Kiwanuka, and your one too, which is now A Hero's Death, which is Fontaine's. Also, just on that one, like, you know, in terms of A Hero's Death itself, just how has it gone down in terms of the last 6 months or so, and just like without being able to take it on the road?
It's really, as you say, like we weren't on the road, so it's really hard to perceive it. Mm. It's like an intangible thing of like watching these numbers increase on social media and Spotify.
Oh yeah, like just tell me, in the last 4 or 5 days has it gone really huge? Is that the way it works? Yeah, of course, obviously. Yeah, I forgot about that bit.
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely seen an increase from the Grammy nod, for sure.
Yeah, so everything helps. Like, I mean, in terms of the band and the Lottie and the music you all love, really it goes from the 1950s right up to the 1990s and beyond, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It could be anything from any part. What's yours in particular? What do you like most?
Oh, I like the Pixies most, or Pixies, I should say. I just think they're the best sound. Best songs.
Yeah, as so many do indeed. So basically the ceremony's in January. So what happens and where do you go and where does it happen?
Well, it's kind of up in the air right now. But if it does happen, which they're kind of half, it seems to be half promising that it will happen in person. It'll be going to the Staples Center with no audience. It'll just be the bands there who are nominated performing. And if not, then it will be, you know, what's the word? Just for like on the internet?
It'll be Zoomed or whatever. Here's hoping that you get to go anyway. It's the last day of January, which is just a couple of months away now at this stage of the game. So listen, congratulations, Connor, and well done. And hopefully 2021, this will be a fantastic start to it. And we can get rid of 2020 and play loads of gigs all over the place. Connor Deegan, Fontaines, as in Fontaines DC, and the current album, A Hero's Death, which is now up for a Grammy Award with all the other greats like Sturgill on his lawnmower. Thanks a million for talking to us, Connor. Good man yourself and congratulations. Well done.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.